Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show on all syndicated channels across the country and also on Libsyn. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? You're going to give us some important facts about COVID-19, and especially when how many weeks have we been in quarantine for?
It depends on the state, I guess. But one of the important facts is that quarantining is not the way to go. But we'll get into that.
All right. Perfect. I'm looking forward to the facts.
Okay. Well, Neil, thanks for the simulcast. And as you know, my mission is to help people with content that I find below the surface that will help them with their lives. And in this time of COVID, we're spending a lot of time digging out things about COVID that the average person doesn't know and perhaps has never heard. So this is going to be an interesting program. I'm going to give you a bunch of facts, and I'm ready to start. Are you?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Okay. According to the latest immunological studies, the overall lethality or death rate of COVID-19 in the general population runs between 0.1% and 0.5%. That's very low. In most countries, which is comparable to the medium influenza pandemics of 57 and 68. So we're not talking about something that's really different in death rates from influenza, but the media is spinning it that way. Okay, next. For people at high risk or high exposure, including healthcare workers, early, and that's the treatment that you have to do is early treatment, is essential to prevent progression of the disease, hospitalization, and everything that happens after that. So you want to jump right on it as soon as you have a positive test or you have COVID symptoms. Now, next, in countries like the UK, which had a lockdown, and Sweden, which did not have a lockdown, overall mortality or death rate since the beginning of the year is in the range of a strong influenza season. Mortality is higher in the USA compared to 57 and 68, but lower in countries like Germany and Switzerland. However, antibody values are still low in large parts of previously locked down Europe. Okay, in most places, the risk of death for the healthy general population of school and working age people is comparable to their daily car ride to work. The risk was initially overestimated because many people with only mild or no symptoms were not taken into account. Next, about 80% of all people develop only mild or no symptoms. And even among 70 to 79 year olds, about 60%, 6 out of 10, develop only mild symptoms. About 95% of all people develop at most moderate symptoms and do not require hospitalization. Next point, up to 60% of all people may already have a partial T-cell immune response against the new coronavirus due to contact with previous coronaviruses, cold viruses. Moreover, up to 60% of children and about 6% of adults may already have cross-reactive antibodies. Next, the median age of COVID deaths in most Western countries is over 80 years, 84 in Sweden, and only about 4% of the deceased had no serious preconditions. In contrast to flu pandemics, the age and risk profiles of death thus essentially corresponds to normal mortality. Because, you know, people in their 80s and above, they die at a higher rate than the rest of us.
Right.
In many countries, up to 2/3 of all the extra deaths occur in nursing homes because they don't benefit from a general lockdown. Moreover, in many cases, it is not clear whether these people really died from COVID-19 or from weeks of extreme stress and isolation, because the suicide rate in lockdowns is going up and in some cases is higher than the death rate from COVID that it's trying to prevent. Up to 30% of all additional deaths may have been caused not by COVID-19, but by the effects of this lockdown panic and fear. For example, the treatment of heart attacks and strokes decreased, went down up to 40%, because many patients dare not go to the hospital. So the lockdown is causing increased deaths in other areas other than COVID-19. Many reports of young, healthy people dying from COVID-19 turned out to be false, because many of these young people did not die from COVID-19. They had already been seriously ill, like, for example, undiagnosed leukemia, or they were, in fact, 109 instead of 9 years old. That's a fact that was reported. The claimed increase in Kawasaki disease in children also turned out to be exaggerated. Most COVID-19 symptoms can also be caused by severe influenza, including pneumonia, thrombosis, and temporary loss of the sense of taste and smell. But with severe COVID-19, these symptoms indeed are much more frequent and more pronounced. Next, about 10% of severe symptomatic patients develop post-acute, that means after the infection, or long, unquote, COVID, and report symptoms that last for several weeks or months. This may also affect younger and previously healthy people with a strong immune response to the new coronavirus. Next, the often shown exponential curves of coronavirus cases are misleading, as the number of tests also increased exponentially. In most countries, the ratio of positive tests to test overall, which is called the positivity rate, always remained below 20%. In many countries, the infection peak was already reached well below the lockdown came into effect. In most COVID hotspots, including New York City, London, Stockholm, and Bergamo, the infection rate dropped as soon as about 20% of people had developed antibodies against the new coronavirus. And this value is much lower than initially was estimated to be 60 to 80%. Here we're talking about herd immunity. Countries without lockdown, such as Japan, Belarus, and Sweden, have not experienced a more negative course of events than in other countries. In most COVID hotspots, including New York City, London, and Stockholm, and Bergamo, the infection rate dropped as soon as about 20% of people had developed antibodies against the new coronavirus. And this herd immunity value is much lower than the initial estimate of 60 to 80%. Next, countries without lockdown, such as Japan, Belarus, and Sweden, have not experienced a more negative course of events than many other countries. Sweden was even praised by WHO and now benefits from higher immunity compared to lockdown countries. The fear of a shortage of ventilators was unjustified. According to lung specialists, invasive ventilation with intubation of COVID-19 patients, which was done primarily out of fear of spreading the virus, is in fact counterproductive and damaging to the patient's lungs. The main routes of transmission of the virus are direct contact and droplets produced when talking, coughing, or singing, but also indoor aerosols, which are small particles floating in the air, the outdoor aerosols and surface objects appear to play only a minor role. There is still little or no scientific evidence for the effectiveness of cloth face masks in the general population, and the introduction of mandatory masks could not contain or slow the epidemic in most countries. Some experts warn that face masks may interfere with normal breathing and become germ carriers if used repeatedly. Many clinics in Europe and the United States remain largely underutilized during lockdowns and in some cases had to send staff home. Millions of surgeries and therapies were canceled, including many cancer screening and organ transplants. Several media were caught trying to dramatize the situation in hospitals, sometimes even with manipulative images and videos. In general, the unprofessional reporting of many media maximized fear and panic in the population. As a result, according to international surveys, most people dramatically overestimate COVID-19 lethality and mortality. I'm talking about virus test kits, which used internationally may in some cases produce false positives and false negative results, react to non-infectious viral particles from a previous infection, or react with other common coronaviruses with partially similar gene sequence, which means that if you get a positive test, you're not necessarily positive. Numerous international renowned experts in the field of virology, immunology, and epidemiology consider the measures taken to be counterproductive and recommend rapid natural immunization of the general population and protective risk groups. At no time was there a medical reason for closing elementary schools, as the risk of disease and transmission in children is extremely low. There is also no medical reason for small classes, masks, or social distancing rules in elementary schools. Several medical experts describe express coronavirus vaccines as unnecessary and even dangerous. You know, the push that we've got to get something out as quickly as possible.
Right.
Indeed, the vaccine against the so-called swine flu of 2009, for example, led to cases of severe neurological damage and lawsuits in the millions. In the testing of the new coronavirus vaccines too, serious complications and failures have already been reported. So what does that mean? The faster you press to get something out, the greater the likelihood that it's going to be dangerous to you. A global respiratory disease pandemic can indeed extend over several seasons, but many studies of a, quote, second wave are based on very unrealistic assumptions, such as a constant risk of illness and death across all. U.S. nurses describe an oftentimes fatal medical mismanagement of COVID patients due to questionable financial incentive to doctors and hospitals and inappropriate medical protocols. However, in many cases, COVID lethality has dropped significantly due to better treatment options. The number of people suffering from unemployment, depression, and domestic violence as a result of the measures has reached historic record levels. Several experts predict that the measures will claim far more lives than the virus itself. According to the UN, 1.6 billion, and that means 1.6 thousand million, people around the world are at immediate risk of losing their livelihood. And when they lose their livelihood, the suicide rate goes up. Whistleblower Edward Snowden warned that the corona crisis may be used for the permanent expansion of global surveillance. In several parts of the world, the population is being monitored by drones and facing serious police overreach during lockdowns. A 2019 WHO study on measures against pandemic influenza found that from a medical perspective, contact tracing is not recommended in any circumstances. Nevertheless, contact tracing apps have already become partially mandatory in several countries. And finally, the origin of the new coronavirus remains unknown, but the best evidence currently points to a COVID-like pneumonia incident in a Chinese mine in 2012, the viral samples of which were collected, stored, and examined at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, from where this COVID crisis began. And those are some of the facts just below the surface that I wanted to share with you today. So it's my pleasure to bring you this information. You can search it out and fact check it, but realize that a lot of the fact-checking places are controlled by interests that don't necessarily give you the truth. And go to my podcast, which is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, no spaces, no capitals. And get my free podcast, which will keep you up to date. Subscribe to it so that you can get the latest on what's happening on the coronavirus front. And we're going to give you, starting later this week, exciting new information on a different way of possibly treating the coronavirus. And that's going to be something that everybody wants to listen to.
All right. Wow. A lot of great information, and really have to pack it in and take a look at all the different things involved that's out there. It just makes it concerned that if we are certain countries in the world still, when are trying to shut down the country again, other countries in the world are shutting down again. So interesting that you bring up that it's better to keep the country open and test more and protect in social distancing in certain areas than keep the country closed, which again is happening all over the world again. It's happening in other countries.
Yeah, because Sweden didn't lock down, and they've got a better success rate than the countries that locked down. So why should you do it and jeopardize your economy, send everybody home so that you can increase your suicide rate? It doesn't make sense.
Makes no sense at all. All right, well, we definitely got to check the great information today, Wynn, and I appreciate you coming by.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, guys, that was Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface here on the Neil Haley Network and Neil Haley Show.